Capital Breakfast with Dino and Pete. That's Hayley Steinfeld and Starvin. It's 28 minutes past 8. It is Tuesday morning. Our friends at X Factor. Do you know what? I'm very excited now about the finale to this.
I know, the winner song for this.
Because apparently, rumours at the moment, Tiles, rumours are that Ed Sheeran is going to be writing the winner song on X Factor this year.
Oh, I love that.
Which would be incredible. And even more so for Honey G.
If she were to win,
he's known for having brilliant raps in his songs, Ed Sheeran. So it might work out that it would be really good for Honey G.
They're hard raps though, like "You Need Me, I Don't Need You." That track, whoa.
Yeah, no, it's a great. The thing is I don't know if you're aware, but you've already got us into a load of trouble. Yes. You, Tiles. Right, because...
It was a bit of an issue yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you are... You're the realest chick in the game right now. Or we thought you were, and then Honey G turned up.
Yeah, she's taking my crown.
So you decided that we should all, as a collective, back Honey G, because she's the nearest thing to you.
You wanted to come on board with me on
but
that.
But the thing is, yesterday morning, really awkwardly, we were tweeted by Kieran from 5 After Midnight, who said, "Why aren't you back in the East Midlands, kind of entry," which obviously he's from Leicester and Nottingham. So he said, "Why aren't you backing us?" So basically, we said, "Tiles made us do it."
Yeah.
So he hates you. But the thing is,
he's not alone in that.
No. But the thing is, now it's made it really awkward. So I hope you know that by you persuading us to throw our support by Honey G, it's causing friction in the East Midlands.
Well, what did you say to him?
We just blamed you totally.
Oh. Well, I really, really like them.
Who?
Five
right, okay. Beep, 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 beep. Sorry, that's Tiles just reversing. Amazing. So are you saying what are you saying now? Because he'll be listening again and he's angry.
He's not happy.
I can absolutely split my love.
Well, that's gonna have to do then, isn't it?
Right. Across the axe.
All I'm saying is there might be an awkward situation where we bump into him and then you've got to look him in the eye and go, "No, I've always really loved your music."
I'm not gonna lie.
So you don't like it?
No, I do!
Sexual, Capital Breakfast.
I do!